Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio. This is your host, Allison. I'm glad you decided to join me this evening. It's just days till Christmas, and I just want to take a moment and wish you all abundant blessings, and I hope that you all have a wonderful holiday season. I know that I'm really excited about it. And I brought a good friend of mine on the show tonight to keep me company. You may remember her from some past shows where she was my guest. She's the author of Be Grateful for the Shade, which is a lovely book she wrote about her experiences after the death of her husband and how it began her spiritual journey. And I know that each year after her husband's death, Molly has struggled with the holidays, as I know many of you do, those of you that have lost a loved one. And I got to say that Molly is an inspiration to me for her courage, and I'm not really sure that she knows that I admire her, but I do. And she's taken her experience and tried to share it with others through her work with and also with her book. And so, you know, Molly's going to hang out with me tonight, but I do encourage you to go to her website, which is www.mollyrharris.com, to check out Molly's website. That's mollyrharris.com. And so on tonight's show, we're going to talk to Molly a little bit about what's new with her, and certainly we're going to be taking your calls and answering your questions, and I'm going to be doing live on-air readings, so stick with me. But first, I want to welcome Molly to the show. So, hey, Molly, you with me?
Hi. Hi, Allison. Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for hanging out with me.
This seems like it's going to be a fun show. I appreciate you inviting me.
Well, I have to say, you know, I've gotten a lot of emails, and I do a lot of readings this time of year. You know, just recently I did a reading for a lady who was hearing impaired, and I actually had to type out the whole reading, which was not easy for me. And she was struggling with the death of her daughter, and that was part of the reason why she scheduled the reading with me, is to understand. And I know that it can be very painful and very less than jolly time of year for someone, especially if this is the year that they lost their loved one. I know that you've been doing this for many years. And it's been hard for you, hasn't it?
Absolutely. This is the fourth Christmas without my husband being here in the physical, so it does get easier, and I just take it one Christmas at a time, and I do have a relationship with him still, as a spiritual relationship, so it's gotten easier for me at Christmas time to recognize it when he's around me.
Right. I don't know if people, you could tell me a little bit about what happened after, Russ died, and you kind of went on a little bit of a spiritual journey, and you had some really interesting things happen to you, and you really have made, a lot, oftentimes people don't recognize the signs, they don't, they're so in grief that they don't realize that their loved ones are trying to contact them, that there are signs to, if you just start looking, and you had a lot of this going on in your life after Russ died, right?
Yes, that's correct. I sure have.
Tell them a little bit about the barn and the orbs.
Well, after my husband crossed over, I was out on our property, and we live out in the northern Arizona, out in the sticks. And we have a barn, and I was taking some pictures in and around the barn area, and I got orbs in the photographs. And as I continued to take pictures, I started seeing something zooming on the digital camera screen. I did not see it with my eyes, but I saw it on the digital camera screen.
Uh-huh.
And so I just kept flashing pictures, and as a result, I got what I consider spirit energy in motion.
Right.
These are very profound photographs. They're not just orbs, but they're the actual light trails of the spirit as it's zooming past.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, to me, that was just, it still blows me away when I look at the photographs and video of all that.
Right.
And there's still
one thing I want. It's still out there taking pictures, right, Molly?
They just don't clean up horse poop in the barn.
Well, what was really fascinating to me when I was talking to you about when all of this was happening, you know, that you have a digital camera and that you actually could see the movement of spirit in the little box that you look in where you go to focus on whatever it is you're going to take a picture of, or where you look to see if things are centered, that little square in the middle of your digital,
mm-hmm.
and you could actually see spirit moving in that area. And you found out certain cameras, something having to do with the infrared?
Well, it's actually the, the red light that you shine to focus on people. It's called the automatic focus light, and it'll push your button down to take a picture. A red light comes on, and what that does is it sends information back to the camera so it can auto-focus. And
mm-hmm.
that light was picking up the spirit energy.
Yeah.
I could see the red light zooming about on my camera screen. And so I knew that it was moving extremely fast, and I knew it was something other than my imagination or something wrong
right.
with the camera. And so I started snapping pictures and did get some very profound photographs.
You did. But what's really interesting is the camera itself was trying to focus on something that was moving, and whatever it was showed up in the screen. And so, you know, people out there, you know, with the digital cameras, what's fascinating about that is I'm old. I know the days of, you know, you have 12 pictures, 24 pictures, 36 pictures, and it costs you an arm and a leg to get all of that developed. And with digital cameras, you can just zoom and take as many pictures as you want. And, you know, so there's a lot more pictures being taken and a lot more orbs showing up in pictures. But just, you know, even letting people know that, you know, pay attention to the screen and pay attention to that red light, you know, that you might be surprised what you catch, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Right. And I've seen your pictures.
And I'm sorry, but it takes patience, too. It's not like you stand out there for 5 minutes and orbs will show up. I was
right.
spent hour after hour after hour for 3 years taking these photographs, and I'd sometimes
right.
I would get nothing. So it's not like you know, they're just going to show up whenever. I don't know why, but they, you know, they do. They just
right.
they just show up whenever. They're not going to show up to your schedule. Darn it.
Well, I've seen the full collection of your pictures. Actually, these pictures are full-color photos in your book, so anybody that
yes.
wanted to see these pictures could actually buy your book and see them.
Yes.
But I've seen the pictures, and you have some pretty amazing photos. I'm not sure, Molly, but I think I heard a beep, so I'm going to see if I got a caller online. Hold on.
Okay.
Do we have a caller?
You do.
Can you speak up?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
It's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Jerry. How are you?
Better. I've had some health problems, but I'm doing okay. And I'm practicing.
Yeah?
I'm practicing my numerology. Doing real well. I'm loving it.
You're doing what?
I'm practicing my numerology.
Well, you should.
And
you're good
well,
at it.
And I really love it. And I want everybody to know, excuse me, that's listening. How terrific you are.
Aw, thank you, Jerry. This is a nice Christmas present to hear from you.
It is good.
You are a wonderful guy.
You're terrific, Allison.
Aw, thank you, Jerry. I love you.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, for those of you that are listening, Jerry was in my numerology classes. I did a series of five on a spiritual conference, and Jerry was in each and every one of my classes, and he was a natural. And he was one of my to this day, Jerry, you're my most favorite student.
You're mine, too. It's been great, honey. It's been great. I just wanted you to know that I really admire you. I'm sorry I didn't call in more, but anyway, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sweetie, for calling. Love you.
I love you too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jerry. Wow, that's a great present.
That is neat.
Aw. Aw. See, I'm just going to sit here and smile for a while.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
You should.
You know.
Definitely my number one person, especially for numerology. That's for sure. You take more of an intuitive approach to numerology, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, that was the most exciting. It was a five classes, and it was really exciting and really hard to try to put into that amount of time everything, teach everybody enough about numerology that they could actually go out and use it as a tool.
Uh-huh.
And it was a challenge for me. And Jerry was in my class, and he was really one of my best students, and he was a natural at it. So I think sometimes with numerology, certain people are just better. You know, I guess you have a gift with it, I guess is what you would call it. Maybe you're just remembering that you already know this stuff from maybe past lives or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a dear, and I'm so touched that he called. Okay.
Oh, cool.
All right. Ah, big smile. Okay, let's get back to the conversation. Where were we?
Talking about the energy pictures. Spirit energy.
Yeah, because you have an amazing collection, and it's in your book. And I just, you know, I think I've had the opportunity to, you know, talk to many people who were in stages of grief, of losing a loved one. And I have to say that I felt very inept at how can I possibly counsel someone when I do not understand what that feels like to lose someone that you love that much, you know, and it's a really difficult thing. But I do know from numerology, I do know from what I see in the charts that some people, it's that very death of a loved one is really the experience, the catalyst, the mission in life to start asking those deeper questions, to start searching, to go on that spiritual mission, to enlighten oneself about where did your loved one go, and what is life after death, and is there such a thing as spirit communication, and are spirits around? And you said something really funny to me when we were talking before the show, Molly. You said that you knew that Russ was around, and I asked you, how did you know? Tell everybody what you said.
I know when he's around, I feel his energy, and I just feel like he's here.
Right.
I have been watching all the sappy Christmas shows because I love those sappy Christmas shows. I love the ones like that. And the last 2 weeks, I felt compelled to watch the Food Channel, and my husband loved the Food Channel. So I'm
and you're not
there,
a cook.
And I'm not a cook. Allison knows I'm not a cook. So here I am sitting watching the Food Channel, and I just feel him. And I even talk to him like he's here, and it's
right.
Weird. And I just know he's here. And I think he, you know, he's missing his Food Channel, I guess. But and not to make light of it, I can now after 4 years, because I went through 3 years of heavy, you know, not even wanting to do Christmas and everything. And now what I do is I put up the decorations like we used to put up, and I do the things that we still do as if he's still here. And,
mm-hmm.
and people say, well, you know, you shouldn't do that. You should get on with your life. Well, to me, that's old wives' tale, that you're holding them back and all that and everything else. And so I do, you know, as if he's still here. And
right.
decorate and do those type of things. And sure, you know,
sure.
he's not here in the physical, but he is here in the spiritual.
Right, and he's making you watch the Food Channel.
And he's making me hungry watching the Food Channel.
No, the thing of it is it'd be fine to watch the Food Channel if he was around to cook the stuff on the Food Channel. That would be
exactly.
good if you could do that, right?
He's torturing
me. I think one of the most fascinating photos that you took, Molly, and it amazed me, is you actually had your camera set up on a tripod, and you had a timer to it, and you took a picture of yourself. And then you called Russ in, and you asked to have Spirit come in, and you wanted the orb in the photograph, and you actually called him in.
Mm-hmm.
And the very next photo had this huge iridescent, very bright colored orb, and it was literally sitting in your hand. Do you remember that photo?
Oh, yes, I do. That's one of my favorite pictures. Uh-huh.
It is
There's
one of my...
There's also a spirit energy at the bottom of the picture that was very profound in motion.
Uh-huh.
So it was a pretty good It was a pretty good photograph. It's in actually in the book, too. So.
Right, that's in the book. It was really wonderful. And I think that people, especially as we move, and people, I got to tell you, you know, ever since the year 2000, so many people... in my experience, that call for readings really feel like there was an awakening or something inside of them that just kind of kicked something off, and they needed to know, what am I here for? What's my mission? More interested in a more spiritual aspect or a spiritual approach to religion as opposed to conventional religion. And so many people also, you know, with their own ability to have paranormal experiences, whether they see, hear, or feel spirit, a lot more of that's been going on. And I got to tell you, people, it's just going to get stronger and stronger. You yourself, Molly, actually are at the point now where you actually can see the orbs, right?
Yeah, I'm getting to where I can see them, yes.
Yeah,
I have
me
to
too.
Really, you know, really calm myself down and get out of this world and kind of
sure.
what I call zone out, but yeah, not
right.
not as much as I'd like to, but
right.
But it is beginning.
Oh. Right. Well, Molly, I think I heard another caller, and seeing
okay.
the lines are open all night, we're going to see who's online. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is your second favorite student, Tamara Bell. Hi, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you going to go to Sea Angels this coming year?
You know, it is definitely on the agenda.
Mediterranean what? This year. They changed it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I was waiting. I heard you say about orbs and pictures. I have a story.
Okay, great. Share it with us.
I was getting my aura photographed.
Uh-huh.
You know, at a psychic fair.
Uh-huh.
And I asked if my guardian angel and my spirit guide could show themselves in my picture as a favor to me. And she took my picture, and she goes, "Oh, my goodness, there's two orbs in your picture. Look at that."
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was fun.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was proof positive.
Proof positive. That...
So,
did you frame the picture? Because I would have.
No, I haven't, but great idea.
Oh, I would frame it. I would put it right on my desk so I would always be able to see them.
That shows you they're around.
Yep.
I had an aura photograph done, and there was this great big huge light at the top of my head, and I wasn't exactly sure what it was, and she said it was a spirit guide, or it was a connection to Source, more or less.
Uh-huh. Were you just meditating?
Were you just meditating
before the picture?
No, when they took the picture, I was just so excited to have an aura photograph done, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I had no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this great big bright light right at the top of my head.
How fun! Wow.
You know,
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That'd be a good one to post on your website.
I should, and then I'll say to everybody, "See, look, I've got this bright light on top of my head."
Yeah.
That's cool.
You can trust me. Well, I'm so glad that you shared that story. And life
yeah.
is good?
Pardon me?
Life's good?
Yes, yes, and happy holidays to you. I love you always. You're great.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Okay,
well,
take care.
This is true Christmas for me. I'm getting all these great phone calls, Molly. This is great.
Yes.
Thanks for calling, honey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I should be embarrassed. No, I did not pay these people to call in. You know? Oh, that was sweet. She was a student, too. So, wow, this is really turning out to be a strange night.
That's wonderful.
Wow. You know, I got to get back to teaching classes again. I know that. I got to start doing some teleconferencing classes, and I'd love to go. The Sea Angels Cruise goes every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And really a wonderful program. It's a very small, intimate group
sometimes not so intimate. The one that I went on was like 130, 140 people.
Oh, wow.
And they teach nonstop classes when you're not in port. So you can literally go and take classes on anything you can imagine, from Reiki to mediumship to channeling to crystals to... It's kind of like an intensive 7-day vacation, but at the same time, you go to classes. And the reason how I discovered the Sea Angels is I had been on a cruise, and I was bored. And I just did not find it all that much fun, because my idea of fun isn't, you know, getting hammered. My idea of fun is different than other people's. And so when I found out about this cruise, you know, I thought, wouldn't that be fascinating to be able to take classes when you're not in port, when you're not doing other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really kind of a very cool experience, and I actually was on 3 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
And I did readings for the, you know, people, and then I also taught the classes and met some of the most wonderful, loving people that are my friends to this day. I always get emails from my students and emails from various different Sea Angels people, and it's a really wonderful opportunity. So as long as we're on the subject, if you want to check it out, just go to seaangelscruise.com, and you can check out that webpage, and maybe that'll interest you, if somebody that's listening.
That'd be wonderful.
Let's go, Molly. That sounds like fun.
Let's go. I'm under about 3 feet of snow right here in northern Arizona, so let's go.
I didn't realize Arizona got so much snow.
Well, I'm about 7,000 feet elevation, so we get lucky.
Yeah, that's crazy, Molly.
That's why the orbs love it up here.
Well, you do live in rather interesting, we're rather close to Sedona, right?
Yes, about an hour.
Mm-hmm. About an hour from Sedona, and you also, this very well could be Indian land, correct?
Yes.
Right, so there could be, it could be sacred space, really, where you live, which the phenomenon that you've had in your barn and the extraordinary, you have moving pictures of spirit moving across, you know, where you've actually captured it in video, right?
Yes, it's very profound. Yeah, everybody I show it to, just their jaw drops when they see it.
Right. So, what, in your own words, I mean, where, if you were to look at where you were when Russ finally, you know, had to transition to heaven, and where you are now, and we're talking in terms of knowledge, enlightenment, growth, you know, what would you say your journey has been in your own words?
It's been really... It blows my mind away every time. I really sit back. I have my bad days still, you know, because he's not here in the physical. But when I start having those, I really look back at the journey and see all that I have learned, and it just blows me away. Because
you didn't believe in too much of it when it first happened, right?
No, not really. It was happening really so fast, and I was just, you know, still doubting whether or not the signs were real, which they are, and still learning how to communicate with my husband and realize and be have a relationship with him on a spiritual level.
Right.
And so, yes, it's been pretty profound. I've learned a lot. I've read tons of books on every subject, metaphysical, quantum physics, religion, everything that I can get my hands on.
Right, right.
And to realize and to know that we are, you know, we don't, you know, there is a heaven or whatever you want to call it, and we are spiritual beings, and we go on forever. And my belief is that the veil is thinning, and I had somebody ask me the other day, well, you know, aren't you holding your husband back, or how do you call him up? And I believe those are kind of old wives' tales. I believe that we don't hold anybody back. We aren't calling them up as the old thing is, you know, like in seances or anything. You don't think that John Edward or anybody like that is holding the people back when he communicates with them. I don't believe in that stuff. I think that was something that was brought down through the years for us to you know, not delve into that and to not realize how close the spirit world actually is.
Right, right.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
When you realize, when you really deep in your soul realize there is no death and that how close the spirit world actually is, that it coexists in this universe. We just can't see it. And when you really know that and believe it in your heart, it'll blow you away.
Sure.
It did me.
Right. Well, I do want to say that... Okay, Molly, I guess stop using your library voice and use your bigger voice.
Okay, I thought I was talking loud, but I'll talk louder.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, one of the things I wanted to say about your book is that the beautiful thing about it is in the beginning of the book is you talk about your life with Russ and the love story. And this was really a soulmate connection, a twin flame connection. It was, you know, it's the kind of love that all of us wish that we had in our lives. You know, we all aspire to love someone in that way. So you were incredibly blessed by this relationship with Russ. And when he died also, you actually went and you sought out various different psychics and mediums to get readings. You know, kind of like, you know, I need to know that he's there. I needed to communicate with him still.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually verbatim put these readings, what was said to you and how it was validating for you in the book, which I think a lot of people, you know, when they lose a loved one, they always consider, you know, is going to a medium, you know, and you went and did that.
Yes.
And then eventually you didn't need the medium so much because you actually came to the conclusion through these spirit photos and the orbs and also, you know, you yourself opening yourself up to communicating with Ross that, you know, that's not something you don't need so much anymore because you know he's there. Is that safe to say? Would that be a safe...
Yeah, and that was a tool to help me open up because you have to start believing in stuff in
sure.
order for it to work, the process to work. And that was just one of the tools, among other things, that helped me realize that he wasn't gone.
Sure. Okay. Well, I think we have another caller, Molly, so just hang in there for a sec.
Okay.
Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Gail from Wisconsin.
Hi, Gail. What can I do for you?
Yes, I wonder if you could look at my numbers and help me with something. I'm going through some marriage problems.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right. Why don't you give me your date of birth?
It is 12/20/1962.
1962?
Yes.
Okay. So we have 12/20/1962.
Yes.
All righty. Let me just look here. With what I can look at with the date of birth, I'll tell you what I would tell you. Now, if I don't know if I heard you correctly as saying that you had marital problems, but this is certainly a year that is going to bring, it's a 6 year, so that's going to bring to a head any relationship issues, especially with family and loved ones.
Okay.
If your relationship is good, it will survive it because this is actually kind of like a cleansing of that relationship, and it actually can make that relationship better. If this relationship is not good, if it isn't the right relationship for you, or if it makes you miserable and there's no fixing it, this definitely is a year that can actually cause a break in that relationship. Actually, this is a year. The six is all about home, hearth, and family, but it also is the number of divorce and broken relationships. So if you're experiencing problems in that area, I would certainly say that if you're right on the money for doing it this year. I do want to tell you, though, that you have a major six overall life challenge.
Yes.
And so this is very significant, especially when it comes to your relationships, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what an overall six life challenge can be is it means that you're not balanced to the six energy. Somewhere in there, you've got some problems with it that you need to address in order to move forward and have healthy relationships with your family. Sometimes when a person has a sixth challenge, they martyr themselves. They assume too much responsibility towards their loved ones, too much, you know, you're fixing all of their problems, you're taking care of them, and you're not putting enough energy or enough time into yourself,
yes,
where you actually deplete your own energy, and sometimes your life can become rather burdensome instead,
yes,
of being joyful.
Perfect.
And so you might want to ask yourself, if you are kind of took on so much responsibility in making this relationship work and so much responsibility in the home and with the family, that you've actually kicked the joy right out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
The other aspects of having a sixth challenge can also be with our relationships wanting perfection. We can be nags when we have a sixth challenge. And we want everything perfect, everything in our house perfect, everything in our relationships perfect. We want everybody to say the perfect thing. We want to feel appreciated. And sometimes looking for this perfection in a relationship, we can actually throw away a good relationship. So did I hear you correctly that you did say that you had relationship problem this year?
Yes, and I'm at a pinnacle in my life or at a turning point trying to figure out whether to stay or go. And I was told somewhere that I have a sixth destiny. So I wonder if that, you were talking a lot about sixes, what that means, if that has anything to do with this as well.
Well, if you have, and I'm assuming that the destiny number would be your expression number that comes from your name. Your life path number is a 5, and I have to say that it's a karmic 5. So what I would tell you there is that you have brought into this life from a karmic lesson from a past life.
Okay.
And you, in a past life, the best way to put this is you abused freedom in some way, and you, it actually, you created more chaos and more problems in your life because of it. You may have even wanted your freedom and caused pain to others because of this. So you have a major lesson coming into this lifetime about the proper use of freedom. Sometimes what happens to a person that carries this kind of karma is they actually get into a relationship that puts them in a prison or limits their freedom so that they can't come and go as they please or do as they want to do. And it's a very burdensome kind of a relationship. But really what you're experiencing is your freedom is taken away from you. And you have to work within limitations. You have to work within the rules of the relationship. You cannot be free to be who you are in the relationship.
Yes.
And what this teaches you is it actually teaches you that when you break from this relationship, you begin to value your freedom and you use it wisely. Do you understand?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you at all?
Oh, this like hits the nail on the head. That's exactly what I'm feeling. And I can see there might be some possibility of hope, but for this relationship, but this is just, you're just like reading me so well. It's amazing.
Well,
that's exactly what I'm going through.
You may very well be at a point where you're being released from the karma, which is released from the relationship, which is if you're feeling as though you cannot save the relationship, it's very possible that it's time for the karma to end. And karma does not necessarily last an entire lifetime. And so sometimes when our karmic debt, so to speak, is paid, you've learned your lesson, your soul has gained that wisdom, it's time to move on, and it's time to, you know, you break from the karma. I'm not saying, and I'm not saying yes to, you know, break the relationship. That's not what I'm saying, but sometimes that's exactly what this kind of a relationship can be. It is the actual karma being played out in your life. So what I'm trying to say is you're a free spirit. You may have a sixth destiny, which means you may martyr yourself for the love and the nurturing and the caring of your family. But deep down inside, you're a free spirit. You need adventure. You need excitement. You need travel. You need to keep your mind open and to learn and to grow and to experience many things in life. However, the karma is going to hold you back from that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. How do I know when the karma is over, or whether to stick it out or to end it? How do I know?
Well, you know, really, that sometimes what I find in a chart is, see, we have energy that's us, that makes us the person that we are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually have energy that comes into our life at certain times of our life that are is the catalyst for our experiences, but also during that particular time when that energy is in play, it can actually affect your thinking. It can be the catalyst for you to go, that's it, I need to make a change here. It can actually create the circumstances where you would break up with somebody or stay with somebody. So unless I could actually look at your chart, and I mean study, look at the essences and the transits and have the full name and go through the whole thing, and probably also look at your husband's chart, because I'm guessing that your husband has a karmic number that matches yours, which shows that you two came in to play out this little karmic scene here that has is your relationship. So it would take a lot more in-depth looking to give you an answer. But I will assure you of one thing, that you, depending on what's sitting in your chart, you will make that decision no matter what I say.
Okay.
The energy will cause it.
Oh, you would talk about essence. What number would that be that would create the energy as a catalyst?
Well, the numbers that actually create our experiences comes not in the life path or the birthday, not in any of that. But the numbers that actually create our experiences comes in our pinnacles, which that comes from your date of birth.
Okay.
You're how old are you right now?
I just turned 46.
46, okay. So you're in a time right now in a seven pinnacle, which is not necessarily conducive to marriage, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Because seven is more loner energy. It also is highly spiritual. It also wants, it needs more time to think. It needs more time, quiet time. It doesn't like interaction with other people. It's kind of like the wise old sage, kind of Buddha energy, and it's not really good for marriage. So you're certainly in some energy right now that's not very conducive for marriage. But what I'm talking about with essences, that comes from your name. So at certain times of your life, the letters in your name are in play, and they are creating a pull of energy on you in the way that you're thinking. And the essences in the transits come from the name, so you would want to take those and look at those, as well as the personal year that you're in, the pinnacle that you're in, and also bring in that challenge to see what challenge you're working through. So you are working through a challenge that has to do with relationships, okay?
Yes.
So unless I can see the full picture, I could actually, you know, when you get into that other stuff, you know, you can see a lot more. I mean, the one thing that I will tell you is that a numerology chart has so much information in it. It's what they do on the Internet with those quick little readings. A lot of it doesn't even begin to touch. It doesn't even come close to touch the information that's in a numerology chart. This is telling a story about your life and what you signed up for in this lifetime. And so I would just suggest, you know, if you can get a hold of what your transits are and your essences are, that will give you some more insight, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much. You helped me so much. Bless
you. You're very welcome, dear.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Okay, Molly, you didn't fall asleep, did you?
No. I'm fascinated. I'm with you. I've had you do my chart, and it is so in depth that it's incredible. And you did my husband's chart actually after he left, and I found out through you doing his chart some things that used to bother me about him, and I understood now why he did those things.
Right.
As a result of you doing the chart, a little late, but but it's very fascinating.
Numerology is good for so many things. For instance, our last caller, because when you get to a certain place in your life, if you know in advance what you're going to be dealing with, when it comes up in your life, you can kind of have those aha moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about perspective. Perspective is everything, how we view our lives. If we use the numbers to look at the experiences in our life and we begin to understand that these are more or less soul lessons that help us to grow and help us to gain greater wisdom and consciousness. When we understand that, it changes our perspective about our experiences. We don't get so upset about them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We go, okay, I saw this one coming. And,
yeah.
And it helps us if you know the good, the positive to the numbers, and you know the negative to the numbers, it also gives you really good advice on how to deal with things. And just like I was saying to her, you know, look at the relationship. Are you a martyr to the relationship? And if you are a martyr, this can create a burden in your life. And how do you go about changing that? You know, that you have to learn to say no, and you have to learn to take care of yourself. Because you're the one that's making yourself miserable, not everybody else, but you are, because you're just taking on too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you explain that stuff to people, you know, it helps them to maybe give them guidance, especially at this time in her life when she's questioning her relationship. But relationships in general, like what you were saying, when a person is married even, and nobody's alike. No two people are alike with their energy. And we oftentimes, what we find absolutely drives us crazy in that person, once we understand their numerology, we understand that they couldn't be anybody but who they are. And that's where acceptance comes in. You learn to accept certain aspects of other people based on their energy. That's who they are. You can't fight City Hall. You know, you just got to accept it and love them. And it helps you to work through those little bumps in a relationship or bumps in a marriage when you understand someone so much better. Right?
Oh, it does. And it also helps you to realize that that may not be the true person, because they're here actually to experience what they're going through.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And so that helps you accept something that you may dislike about somebody. Because
exactly.
You do realize that that may not be their true nature, but in this life it is, because they're just learning something. You understand
right.
what I'm
because
saying?
Because the energy creates it.
Right.
Sometimes it truly is energy in that chart that affects how we think, how we feel, our decisions. It's almost mind-boggling, especially when you've done as many charts as I've done and you look at various different, you talk to different clients. I had one woman that was very devastated because she had had an affair, and she was kicking herself, just being very, very negative about it. And really, and honestly and truly, based on the energy that was sitting in her chart, she would have had a heck of a hard time not having an affair, because there was so much energy there that would be impulsive, that would be push her in that direction. The opportunity certainly would have been there. It was almost as though this was something she was meant to experience, because it gave her some kind of soul knowledge. And we don't understand, when we have experiences in our life, we may not understand at that moment, what possibly could that mean for us? How am I supposed to take that wisdom? What am I supposed to do with it? But guaranteed, 10 years down the road, you'll be put in another situation where that soul knowledge is going to come forth, and it's going to give you guidance, and you're going to make a different decision down the road and in the future, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you never know where you're going to put this wisdom to use, but at some point in your life you will. So
yeah.
It's fascinating. I think we have another caller. Do we have another caller?
Yes, you do.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Sue from Ohio.
Hi,
First
Sue, how
all,
are you?
I want to tell you how proud I am that all these people are calling in and, you know, just telling you how much they love you and what a good job you've done. Because I know, from my experience, I know you have done a good job.
Oh,
three or four weeks
you.
Ago, I called you and asked you about the outlook for 2009. I want to tell you, so far, it has come true for me for January.
Okay.
Good. And third, I want to wish you and your husband a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, same to you. Same to you. You and your family. God bless you all. And I just hope you have a wonderful next year. So thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. This is just my night.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks
you.
For calling.
Bye-bye.
I love you too. Bye. Well, I'm telling you.
See,
I guess I could just, you know,
out there. You know, it's wonderful. Great. That's cool. Christmas present tonight is, that's for sure.
I think it's my Christmas present night. I swear, I am beside myself with grinning, and that's really wasn't my intention for the show. Was this, and I'm not very good at taking compliments, but I'm getting better at it. So that was really wonderful.
That's
wow.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
See all the wonderful people that you've assisted on their journeys, and I know you have with me for the last 4 years. That's for sure.
Well, you're special, Molly.
Trying times with me, and I deeply appreciate that. And you get bugged by my husband a lot too. So.
You know, I think I'd like to tell our listeners, you know, I'm not per se a medium. I absolutely am not a medium. However, I have had mediumship experiences. And I can't call it like on a dime, like if somebody says connect and bring my father forth, I can't do that. But what happens is spirit will come to me like out of the blue for no, you know, it's just bam. And Molly's husband, when I first met Molly and she was in such a state of despair and grief, I really stressed on how to help her because I didn't have, I'm not a medium, I can't give her a message from her husband. And but I knew that I could help her with numerology because I could help her understand the purpose of what had happened and what the purpose for her in her life. So I shared my knowledge with numerology with her, which was the best I could do at the time. And every once in a while, you will just have a client that you offer to, you know, stay in touch. Because I was concerned about Molly. I was concerned about her mental state. And so we stayed in touch. And we wrote emails back and forth. And one morning, I had this email from Molly. And I was sitting there drinking my coffee. It was, God, probably before 6 o'clock in the morning because I get up so early. And all of a sudden, I knew that spirit was around because when I feel it, it comes in at the top of my head. It feels like a lightning bolt jolting down through me. And I thought to myself, well, this typically happens when I do a numerology reading, but I wasn't doing numerology. I was writing an email. Then all of a sudden, I realized that I was hearing something, and I was hearing things, and I realized that this was her husband. So I started typing what he was saying, and I just typed one thing after another, and at one point he said, he used the word Mo, and I thought it was dumb, and I wasn't going to type it, and I literally heard the words, just type it. And so I typed in, he's calling you Mo, and then when I was done with the letter and I could still feel this energy all around me and I was a little bit nervous because I just didn't have confidence in what I had typed, but I heard just send it and I said, okay. So I took a leap of faith and I just sent the email hoping that what had come through from her husband would mean something to Molly. And that was my very first experience with mediumship, and Molly can tell you what the email, you know, it was rough because a lot of it made sense, right, Molly?
No, it had tons of validation in it. It was definitely him bugging you.
He was bugging me. And so I always am grateful to Russ because I really feel that my biggest desire would be to be able to bring Molly a message that didn't come from numerology but came from Russ. And that morning when he visited me and kind of gave me all those words to write, that was a gift to me that he gave to me so that I could, you know, share that with Molly. And I'll never forget him for being so insistent that morning and actually giving me, you know, a real thrill because it was a real thrill to be able to be the conduit for a mediumship reading like that. It was because I'm used to the numerology, but I was not used to not used to.
He's a one life path, so he's very, you know, he's the leader, so he, you know, orders people around. So
he definitely did order me around. It was fascinating, though. It was very interesting. So I'll always remember Russ for that. That was a fascinating, yeah. But anyhow, Molly, I just want to, again, remind everyone that Molly has really written a lovely book. It's called Be Grateful for the Shade. And if you're interested in the book, you can go to her website, which is www.mollyrharris.com. And you can get order the book from that website if you're interested. The journey itself, the story, is beautiful. But the orbs, the photographs, beautiful color photographs that were validation to Molly that her husband indeed hadn't gone anywhere, are in the book, which really makes it a fabulous for anyone out there that has lost a loved one, it's a lovely tale of what a one person's journey. And I'm just incredibly proud of you, Molly, for writing that book.
Well, thank you. It's been quite the journey for me, and I'm very glad that I'm going through it and would do it all again.
Yeah, and you are doing, I saw on your website you've done a couple of presentations. You're doing actually going out and even thinking about doing some lectures or workshops or sharing what's gone on with you with other people.
Yes.
You've done a couple of those lately?
Yes, I have done a couple in my area, and I'm trying to help people understand that the spirit world does exist, where it exists, and how to be able to contact, you know, help them, people assist them with contacting their loved ones.
Right.
You know, and
did you ever see yourself doing that, Molly?
No.
No.
Not at all.
You didn't see that one coming, now, did you?
No, I did not see that one coming, so... And it's really fun. I believe that the, you know, the spirit energy, I'm able to take the photographs to help the spirit world and to help open people's minds up that it is there. And it's not, you know, the ghost Hollywood portrayal of spirits. And it is closer than we ever even realize.
Right. I think it's kind of exists simultaneously, you know, with us. I don't know.
Yes. And that it's the physical, the world that my husband is in, the spirit world, heaven, or whatever anybody wants to put in, what name they want to put on it, is as physical to him as our world is to us.
Sure.
And
I believe that.
Because it is at a different energy vibrational rate, and that's why when spirit comes into this world, they go move through things, is because their vibrational rate is different.
Right.
If they were at the same vibrational rate that we were, just like when we, you know, hit something, it hurts, is because
right.
we are at the same vibrational rate as that matter. And
mm-hmm.
so if they had the energy, enough energy to make their, you know, spirit become matter, then they, you know, they couldn't walk through things, if that makes
sure.
sense.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think it's, I really, my prediction really for 2009 is going to be that there's a whole lot of people out there that are going to be sitting there questioning, seeing forms, possibly seeing spirit. I really think that, you know, next year is a big year for illumination and for awakening and for, I think, paranormal experiences. I think we all are going to be, like, is that really what I just saw? I really
yeah.
feel that it's just going to get so much stronger. And I think that there's going to be some scientific evidence, and there is scientific evidence to this day, that validates everything about psychics and mediums and spirituality and the way that why we're here and all of that stuff. I think there's really going to be where they're going to scientifically be able to validate a lot of what people that have discussed spiritual philosophy for all these years have been saying. There is going to be the absolute proof, and I think that it's going to make a big shift in the consciousness of the world as to how we all approach, you know, our lives, our souls, and even those that have passed on. So I'm looking forward to next year. But guess what, Molly?
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but our hour has flown.
All right. Wow, this has been fun.
We have to say goodbye.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, I love having you on, Molly. You're always a welcome guest. and I'll be talking to you soon. And I do want to tell everybody what have a really wonderful holiday season. Very, just wishing you abundant blessings, and thank you so much for joining me. And everyone that said all the sweet stuff and the wonderful stuff, that is one of the nicest Christmas presents ever. So everyone that called, thank you so much. Good night, Molly.
Good night.
Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.